the obvious issues with the River Finn, and having met with the community before Christmas, it was very obvious that the River Finn needs a cross-border approach, so therefore the locks agency needs to be involved. The local authority have been very proactive. And the minute the floods came, the local county council officials were there. They have a role. The OPW has a role, and obviously the NPWS has a role. So what I've done, rather than, you know, sometimes we go individually to different agencies who are the stakeholders and have a responsibility, I've asked for them all to come together. So the county manager is going to be there, and there will be representation from the locks agency, from the OPW and from the National Park and Wildlife Service. So I'm facilitating that meeting in Dublin next week to look at what can be done to ensure that preventative measures can be done in relation to further flooding.
And that's what people want to hear, isn't it? I mean, there's going to be some resistance from the insurance companies as it relates to future payouts or future cover. In fairness to the government, they have made money available for those worst affected. But this is about what really we should be looking at is prevention, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a, I suppose, the short term insurance, like there's a fund there for businesses, there's a fund there for houses, but, you know, some people are precluded because of income thresholds. So it's about preventing this from happening in the future, so insurance companies can come back in and insure the buildings. So therefore, the issues, you know, are the solutions that we're hearing from very experienced people on the ground up in the Castlefin, Balbuffet area, you know, making sensible suggestions around dredging, sensible suggestions around having a working solution between Tyrone and Donegal because of the Finn crossing the border. And that's why I'd be very, very interested in ensuring that the locks agency are very, very much part of whatever solution in the future. But it is about the future. The community have been very, very proactive in the area. A lot of leadership from people in the community, from businesses, from people working on a voluntary basis. And we need to respond to that enthusiasm to prevent things from happening in the future. So therefore, the stakeholders, be it the OPW, be it the local authority, or the NPWS, or the locks agency, they need to get around the table. That's why I've organised the meeting, and I'm delighted that they've shown a tremendous enthusiasm for this to happen. And there'll be other issues in the county. That
I was going to ask you too, the issue of erosion has been back on the agenda, coastal erosion, and it's a continuous situation, one you would say that you're acutely aware of and keen to address.
Yes, and I'm going to be putting the issues of coastal erosion, being Five Finger Strand, and also the issues of Ballyliffin Golf Club, Portsallan Golf Club, and there's issues at Maori Beach. So there's so many other issues around coastal erosion. While we have the people around the table, the relevant stakeholders, let's focus on what are the solutions for those issues as well. So that will be part of the meeting as well.